In February of 1979, Delaware police were looking for a suspect for 5 armed robberies. As they put together testimonies and witnesses and a description of the culprit, they realized that many things were pointing them towards a priest. So they arrested and charged Father Bernard Pagano. And so the trial was about to move forward until another gentleman who looked like and acted like and sounded like Father Pagano came forward and said that he couldn't live with the idea of this priest serving time for the crimes that he himself had committed. Sometimes we think we know who someone is, but we don't quite have it right. But other times it seems hard to believe that you wouldn't know who someone is. I've been told more than once that I look like Brad Stevens, but no one has ever thanked me for the Boston Celtics being in first place in the NBA East. So it can be hard to believe when John the Baptist would point at Jesus and say, "I didn't know him." And then 30 seconds later, do it again, say, "I didn't know him." What do you mean you didn't know him? He's your cousin. You jumped in your mom's womb when he came to see you in his mom's womb. You didn't know him? Well, most experts agree that when John said that he did not know Jesus, it was not that he had never met Jesus or never spent time with Jesus. He might have known him as a fun playmate, then a caring friend, and finally, as a wise and loving young man. But John the Baptist did not know Jesus as the Messiah, as his Savior, until God chose to make that clear. And only then could he say, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." You know, knowing Jesus is a funny thing. There are some priests who don't know Jesus, and some preschoolers who do. You could go through 100 books and never know him, or go through 1 experience and never forget him. Now, even those we welcome today, who are all already baptized, might already know Jesus. You just want to know him more fully in the Catholic Church. The reason God gave us the Catholic Church is so that we might know him in his word, in his sacraments, in our neighbor, in prayer. A priest could be mistaken for a coach or a criminal, and knowing Jesus will only happen when he chooses. But if we open our hearts and our minds to the gifts that God has given us, we won't just know about him, we will know him.